You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Welcome to Finishing Well with certified financial planner Hans Scheil. Today's show, I'm really actually very excited about it because we're talking about this IRA and the seasons of harvest. You might be familiar with the birds made this wonderful song about the book of Ecclesiastes, you know, to everything, turn, 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 there's a season. Well, there's a season to a lot of things, and understanding the seasons is what, you know, Solomon was trying to say, that there was a time to plant and a time to reap and those kind of things that have to do with agriculture, which meant a lot to that culture. Well, Jesus later on said something very interesting. He said, the fields are white for harvest. Now, why did he say that? Because he was trying to explain to the people that there was a different season than what they were perceiving. They were perceiving that things were still growing, but Jesus is saying, no, the fields are white for harvest. And so he's saying we need to pray to the Lord of the harvest to send more workers in. Why? He's telling us that there's been a change in the season, and there needs to be a change in the strategy, which is actually, oh my goodness, how many people out there right now, if you think about it, desperately need Jesus and desperately need what it is that he would offer in the harvest. And so this is all still true and very much a time to pray. But Hans, for people with IRAs, they need to be aware of this fact that there is a time to plant and a time to harvest. And the seasons of their IRA is a significant issue.
Well, I mean, think about it. We're talking IRAs and 401ks. It's just money in a retirement account and money that you've never paid taxes on, but you will. And so they're all about the harvest. I mean, if you think about the money that you have in an IRA, you've never spent that money. You've never had any fruits from it. I mean, maybe perhaps you get some joy in reading a statement of kind of like knowing it's there. But IRAs and 401ks are all about the harvest. I mean, the money, why is the money there? Why do you think people all over America have $25 trillion, I believe, in retirement accounts?
You know, that in itself is a hugely great question. Like, what is that money for specifically? But I think what the government originally designed it for was to supplement people's retirement income, that they would not be helpless in, you know, that season of their life where they were no longer able to work and take care of themselves.
Well, yeah, and it's there to create an income. It's there for you to live off of. It's in replacement of the pension that you don't have anymore. A lot of folks listening, your parents and your grandparents, if they were fortunate enough to work for a big company or they worked for the government or they had some type of job, they had a pension. They didn't have an IRA or 401k. They didn't have this hunk of money that they're accumulating. But they also didn't have the problem with that. They didn't need a strategy. They just got to retirement and they said, how much do I get? And then they figured out a way to live off of it. It's so different now.
Yeah, significantly different. And with that term IRA, there are also these things called RMDs. And so, you know, the season does change significantly, and there does come a strategy to the harvest.
Okay, so a required minimum distribution is what an RMD is. And under the SECURE Act, which just got passed and signed in December and went in effect this year, so if you're not yet 71 or 72 or 70, you know, and you're something short of that, the government threw you a bone through the SECURE Act. They actually allow you to delay RMDs or required minimum distributions from 70 to 72. So it's two more years, and the taxes that you'd pay on that money, they're going to have you believe that this is something good we've given you.
Yeah. And there's something that just like, oh my goodness. And so I think as you listen to the show today, you hear some of the stories that you'll see, wow, you know, there was a strategy behind what they were doing, and it wasn't necessarily to help you with your situation, but to help them to make Social Security more secure.
Well, the signing of this thing, I mean, I'm just going to tell you, people that are in their 70s and 80s, they have a dislike for RMDs because they have to pay taxes. They have to take money out of there. And people have been told all through their life, boy, don't take any money out of that IRA. Don't take any money out of your 401k. Leave it there because if you take it out, you got to pay taxes. And I guess that's good advice in your 40s and 50s and 30s and 20s. But, you know, when they say don't take any money out and people, the consumer, has, like, that's bad. And now the government is telling me I have to take something out. So I'm going to take the minimum, the required minimum. And then when I do it, I'm going to complain about it. I'm going to complain to my congressman. And these are people that maybe don't have to live off of that money, or they figured out a way to not, you know, not need the money, and they live off their Social Security and their other savings, and they're upset about it. Yeah, so they, you know, what they've done, the government through the passage of the Secure Act is saying, boy, we're giving you a break here. We used to make you take it out at 70 and a half. Now you can wait till 72 because people are working longer. And it appears on the surface, you know, it's a good thing. And if you're truly a minimum distribution person, then you could say you've saved a little taxes. What I'm going to say to that is you might want to look at the alternative, which is taking more than the minimum. And not waiting till 70 to start pulling some money out of there, because IRAs are all about distribution. They're all about the harvest. So are 401ks. Any money that you haven't paid taxes on, it's sitting there and it's to be enjoyed in your retirement. So when you get where you're essentially retired, or you are retired, it's time to start enjoying some money out of there and going ahead and paying those taxes that you don't like paying, and living off the money, or just saving the after-tax money if you want to continue to save it, then at least your savings account doesn't have a lien on it. It doesn't have a partner like Uncle Sam.
So I think that there's a couple different, at least two, there's probably hundreds, of strategies for harvest. Like one strategy would be what you're describing, that I'm going to live off this money, and so I need to figure out a strategy to maximize the income with the least amount of tax. Or my strategy might be that I don't need this money, and I really would like to use it to, in some way, add to my estate, either to my church, to my family, that I want to figure out ways to invest this money in such a way that I maximize that. But in both cases, if I'm right, that strategizing way before you get to the 72 where you're getting, where you're required to make a distribution, would be a really wise thing to look to the harvest and begin to pray, God, what would be a good strategy? Because I really don't think I need this money to live off of, or nor do I want to use it in retirement. I do want it to be my estate. What would be a strategy for that versus, you know, what would be a strategy if, oh yeah, I'm going to need this, and how can I begin to do that? So by telling a couple stories, I think we can illustrate that easily.
Well, yeah. I mean, my experience with clients is many of them live off of their Social Security checks, okay, and perhaps some additional savings that they have, and very few of the clients that I work with are actually living off of this, the distributions from their IRA. They're just letting it compound, okay? And that's who we were just describing earlier. Then they have to start taking these distributions, and then they have to pay the taxes. But if you look at minimum distributions, now even they start at age 72, the distribution for that year is age 72 is still less than 4% of the IRA or 401k. So it means if you have $100,000 in your IRA, you're 72 years old, you have to take the minimum distribution, you're taking just at $4,000. And what's going to happen is, if we have a good year in the market, if you're invested in stocks, or even if you're invested in a mix and you earn back, you're going to earn back that 4 or 5%. So by taking a distribution that's small like that, at the minimum, you're complying with the government, you're just building an increasing balance for the entirety of your life. And then when you pass away, you're going to be handing a tax problem to your children.
Right. You're listening to Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil. We do have some stories along these lines that are coming to you. Today's show, we're talking about the seasons of IRA and maybe praying in that the Lord would send in workers to help us figure out how to harvest. And it'd be good to have all that. But there's a whole chapter in Hans's book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, on IRAs. And that chapter is available free just to download it there at the website, cardinalguide.com. And, of course, you can order the whole book or workbook easy enough right there at cardinalguide.com.
Well, and I'm going to tell you some stories in the second part of the show about some people that didn't have a strategy. What I really want to get is I have a clear message that I want to get to our listeners is that if you have an IRA or you have a 401k, which is a lot of people, if it's a small IRA or a small 401k, it may be large to you, or you have a large one. If you have any money in this thing, you're still accumulating. What I'm going to tell you is you need a strategy for distribution. You need to start planning for the harvest now, if you haven't already done so. And my experience is most people have no plan. And so I think a plan, and when you plan for the harvest, you need to plan for taxes. I mean, Uncle Sam is your partner in this thing. He's been a silent partner since the very beginning. The first time you made a contribution to that account, he put in about 40% of that account because you didn't pay taxes on that money. And he's been there, and he's a silent partner. It just goes on. It's tax deferred. It accumulates. He's lying in wait. And sooner or later, he's going to get his money. And later is not necessarily good to be buying out your partner, because it's going to have an ever-increasing balance. And if you have a big balance in there when you die, this is going to be your children's problem or your spouse's problem.
Right. So it's sort of an opportunity for us to look at the field and see what is the season. You know, are we still at the point where we're planting and growing, or is this time to look at the harvest? And, oh, by the way, you know, this is completely applicable to your life. I mean, that there are so many people out there that are white for harvest, and wow, we need to be praying that God will help us along those lines. We'll be back with more Finishing Well in just a moment.
Hans and I would love to take our show on the road to your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Here's a chance for you to advance the kingdom through financial resources by leveraging Hans' expertise in qualified charitable contributions, veterans' aid and attendance, IRAs, Social Security, Medicare, and long-term care. Just go to cardinalguide.com and contact Hans to schedule a live recording of Finishing Well at your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Contact Hans at cardinalguide.com. That's cardinalguide.com.
Welcome back to Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil, and also my good friend who's taught me so much about this very subject that we're talking about today, which is the seasons of IRAs. Like, there is a season to grow it and there is a season to harvest it. And Hans, there's some stories that really just make my heart just cry, because you think of the way that people protected this money and scrimped over it and made sure that it was there for their inheritance. And, oh, my goodness, the government strategy kind of overcame theirs, because the government had a strategy.
Well, I've got a story in the book, and it talks about some family friends of ours who I knew the gentleman and his wife, and they were actually our insurance agent when we were kids back in Iowa. And the father died when he was in his 60s. He was very well off, and he left his whole IRA to his wife, and she didn't have to do minimum distributions till she was 70 and a half, and then she did just that. She also had a large IRA on her own because she had been part of this business, and so she had two IRAs going, of which she just took the minimum distributions. These things were pretty sizable by the time she died in her mid-80s. This was about 7 or 8 years ago. And she left it equally as the beneficiaries to her son and her daughter, who are peers of mine, and I grew up with these people. And both of them came to me for financial advice, like, what should we do about this? And I taught them about a beneficiary IRA. And what the daughter did was the stretch thing, okay? And, you know, for those of you that don't know what a stretch IRA is, it's simply a loophole in the tax system that used to be in the tax system. It's been closed by the Secure Act. But she could spread, and he had the same option, to spread out distributions of this large IRA, or each of their half of it, over their lifetime. Okay, and so we immediately split up the IRAs. We didn't have them in the same IRA. She had her half, he had his half, and then she elected to stretch this over her lifetime. And we put together a plan for her, and she's now getting checks every year, pretty substantial checks, and she's paying the taxes little bit by little bit. What he elected to do, he needed the money, okay? And so he elected to just cash it out. And so the stockbroker advised him to, I don't know, take 20%, or it was not near enough, because this was a sizable amount of money. It was like $600,000 thrust onto his tax return. I think he made about 50 grand a year at his job. So his taxable income for that year was $650,000. And when you start looking at the taxes that are owed on that, especially, you know, in a state, or, you know, in one of our westernmost states, California, where you've got high taxes where he lives, he really owed about $200,000+, about $250,000, $270,000, $280,000 of the $600,000 in taxes, of which he didn't have by the time the tax bill came due, because he only left some smaller part of that in the distribution. But in any case, that money's all gone now, 7 or 8 years later. I mean,
he ended up in a horrible amount of debt as a result of trying to cover the tax bill. And, of course, they start throwing penalties on there. And once you get behind with Uncle Sam, you know, it's when you think about the mother who scrimped and saved and laid this stuff aside, not having any understanding that wow, I could have, there's a lot of different strategies that would have not left your heirs with a tax problem.
She was 56 when her mother died. And so from 56 to 60, we took out the minimum distribution, which was about $20,000+ in a distribution. And we did that and that amount would have increased a little bit over time. But when she turned 60, the vehicle we put it in had a step up thing in it. And so her income, her annual income, is now about $32,000-$33,000, and that money is going to be paid out to her for the rest of her life, even beyond her life expectancy, and she's just paying taxes on it a little bit at a time. So that's something we used to be able to do if the beneficiary would go along with it. Well, now the Secure Act for beneficiaries, this isn't even good for beneficiaries, because what it says to her is, had her mother died in 2020 or after, she's grandfathered on that old deal we put together for her. But for people pass away, that whole IRA would have to be emptied within a 10-year period. So in the brother's case, he emptied the whole thing in the first year, just as soon as he get his hands on it. So the Secure Act isn't going to have any effect on people like him. But it's going to have a big effect on somebody like her, because she's still now going to just spread this distribution out and pay taxes over 10 years, whereas she used to be able to stretch it out over her lifetime.
So let's go back and say this was before the Secure Act, and the mother had come to you 5 years before and said, you know, look, my IRA looks white for harvest here, Hans. Let's pray and send some workers into this field and figure out what strategy would you have recommended for her?
Well, the first thing I would ask her is how much has she been distributing? So I'm going to go through a series of questions, even though I know the answers, because I want her to discover. So how much have you been distributing? Let's look backwards. And we're going to finally end up as she's been taking the minimum, which she did. She's complying with the law. And then why were you taking this? Because it's the law, blah, 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 blah. So the first thing I'm going to tell her is how about we put together a strategy? I mean, does that – so because people don't usually come to me and say, hey, I need a strategy. You know, they're just going to kind of put it there. And so the strategy that I would have recommended for her would be first to just think about – I mean, the first option would be just to distribute more than the minimum. I mean, that would be the first thing we could do, put down as an option. If you've been taking $20,000 a year out of this, let's think about 30 or 40. Okay, I mean, that would be the first option. Let's just take more and pay more taxes, and let's save what's left. I mean, let's save and invest what's left after you pay the taxes. So we haven't spent all the money. We've just now have it in a already been paid tax account, not a retirement account. So that would be the first thing. The next thing I would say is, could we look possibly at a Roth conversion? Okay, we've been able to do these for years. Could we, instead of distributing that money, could we take that $30,000 or $40,000 and convert it to a Roth? Now, you can't do that for the minimum distribution part of it. I'm going to get a little bit technical. But we could have done a Roth conversion with her for some of the money. So we would pay the taxes before death. And again, we're getting it into an account that her kids can inherit tax-free. So at least the son wouldn't have had the tax bill. And the daughter would have been able to distribute the money at her wish, without paying any taxes. So the Roth conversion while she's still alive would be a smart thing. And then if her health would allow it, I mean, when you're giving me 5 years before she died, you know, she's still in the late 70s. If she could qualify health-wise, we'd start talking some life insurance. We would take some of that extra minimum distribution or extra distribution, extra harvest, beyond the minimum, and pay the taxes, and then pump that into a life insurance premium over several years. And that way, when that would have paid out at her death, that would be tax-free to her kids. And we could have even set up the son as a beneficiary. If she knew how her son would squander this money. She even set up a trust for some separate money just for that reason. We can set up a life insurance beneficiary that the life insurance just doesn't give them all this tax-free money at once, that we can pay that out over a number of years or over a lifetime. So we could have done some planning, some distribution planning, put together a plan for the harvest. That's just kind of in a nutshell what I would have told her, but we never get to do that in my line of work. I mean, so let's get a plan together for your IRA. It's really a plan to pay taxes, a plan to distribute it, a plan to harvest it. That doesn't mean we need to start it tomorrow.
And how about your own long-term health care?
Yeah, that's going to be paid off in 3 years. So I purchased a life insurance policy that allows my wife and I to distribute it for long-term care, and it has an extension rider on it. So we got long-term care covered, and I've been paying for that. This will be my eighth year that I'm completing, and it only has a 10-year payment. So by the time I'm 63, that'll all be paid up, and it'll just sit there. And if we never use it for long-term care, that has a pretty substantial death benefit that'll be paid to the kids upon the second death. So.
And so this not only benefits, can you take it, our listeners, through, you're not paying during your retirement, you're not paying income tax on your Social Security because you're not above that minimum, you're not paying IRMA. Can you walk them through that?
Well, yeah. I mean, I've just watched so many people that get these large Social Security checks, and I'm going to have a large Social Security, and they give 40% of it back to the government. It's like they send them a check for $3,000 and they send $1,200 back every month. I mean, so the way it's going to work for me is I'm going to get the whole $3,000 and it's going to be tax-free because the formula for calculating the taxes on your Social Security comes from your other income. And my other income is going to be not zero, but it's going to be pretty close to zero when I'm in retirement because the money that I'm drawing from is either in a Roth or it's in life insurance. It's producing a tax-free stream of income. So therefore, I don't pay any taxes on my Social Security.
Nor do you pay IRMA.
No.
Which we may have to say what IRMA is.
IRMA is income-related monthly adjustment amount. So we talked about that on the Medicare show. And it's for affluent people, people that have a high income in retirement, and they're on Medicare, they pay a lot for their Medicare, an extra surtax, and that's based upon their other income. So in my own situation, my plan is to have a very low taxable income, but still to have a high income in retirement. It's just coming from tax-free.
So you've been listening to Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil with Cardinal Guide, cardinalguide.com, where you can find out all this other information on IRAs that we shared today. So thank you so much for joining us today. And hey, how about praying the Lord of the Harvest will show us, you know, kind of what season we're in a lot of places.
Yeah. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.